You were listening to the 1 Million Cups of Appleton. We are a group designed to educate, engage, and inspire entrepreneurs in central Wisconsin and beyond.
Awesome. All right, well, we'll get started here. So welcome everyone to 1 Million Cups Appleton. We are a weekly celebration of entrepreneurship where we feature a startup and the entrepreneurs behind that startup to get to know them and be able to ask them questions, learn their story, and see if there's any way we can help out. So today we have some guests from a warmer place. You can remind us where exactly you guys are coming from, but today we have Guest Chat, the team from Guest Chat, and specifically Nima is here. Welcome to 1 Million Cups Appleton, and you can take it from here if you have a slide deck or something to share, but the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. So guys, good morning. Yes, we're actually coming to you from the island of Grenada in the Caribbean, where it is always sunny and beautiful, except sometimes in a rare instance where some rain will happen, but then it just dries up in a second. So yeah, we've been living here for 23 years. I was brought up in San Diego, but after graduate school, moved over here, and we have been running hotels. My family owns two hotels, each with 50 rooms. One is a beachfront property, and the other is a budget hotel. In fact, I'm speaking to you from one of those hotels right now. We have recently moved over into the hotel tech space, which is why I'm here today. We've developed a customized hotel chatbot that engages website visitors and encourages them to book directly. Hence the title, Turn Lookers into Bookers. And that's our whole business. Our business is to get people to book on hotel websites. And you'll understand why in just a second. So back in 2019, we paid $42,000 worth of commissions to Expedia, Booking.com, and the like, what we call OTAs, or the online travel agents. And for us, that represents 20% of the total booking value that they send our way. And others actually pay as high as 30%. And you can imagine that this is a problem, not just for us, but for most hotels, because it's a love-hate relationship. We love the fact that they're bringing us this amount of volume, but we wish we didn't have to pay that kind of, you know, commission rates. They're pretty high, you know, 20, 30%. And hotels have problems. And let me show you exactly where the problem lies. So we've done this, every one of us. When we decide we're going to go somewhere, we do research on Google, end up on Expedia, and then we find ourselves looking around, and usually, the research shows we travel looking on TripAdvisor, go to a hotel website, all sorts of different places before we actually decide to actually go back and book on Expedia. And, you know, it looks at face value like there's nothing there. But the thing that this slide should show you is there's a ton of people visiting hotel websites, and the hotels don't actually know that they're there. And they're not engaging. So what we decided to do is find out. If there's a way, we're trying to find out how we could keep these guests. And what I did was I installed a live chat widget on our site where I could monitor who was coming. And sure enough, it was like connecting a spigot to a water line. There were people there asking questions, asking for rates, all sorts of things. And had I not put in that chat capability, I would have never known it. But the problem was, I just couldn't handle that volume of chats. And when I would try to get my staff to do it, because they were busy, they couldn't always be there on a like immediate basis. So they were always sort of late to the answer, you know, dealing with some guest or having to do something. And so I had found this wonderful sales channel that had always been there on my website, but never tapped into. And now I had to figure out a way how to handle these volume of chats. So that's why we made Guest Chat. Think of it like a front desk receptionist who's always there on the website, ready to answer with rates and questions and even help make reservations. And it could be easily added to any website with just two lines of code. And what it did for us was save us a significant amount of time just answering the same questions over and over. And we got more bookings by being there 24/7, responses that are quick and immediate, being able to handle multiple chats and book, hand off to a live agent when necessary, and it increased our revenue by 9%. And let me show you what it looks like in action. Here is our actual site with the chatbot on it. It's a simple little widget that goes on with two lines of code. You click on it, it opens up. I am a virtual assistant. I can help with availability and rates. Put in those rates. And availability comes up in just a second. And you can see with two adults, zero children, you stay here in November, you're going to pay $155 in an apartment, $125 for a hotel room. It'll show you the occupancy, the amenities, and then you could just click on the book and it goes straight to the booking engine where you put in your name and card details, and that's it. So if you can imagine, that is exactly what we did. And here are the numbers that we got. These are actual data for us from January through March. Basically, you can see there were about 2,700 visitors on the site. 10% of them, roughly, interacted with that bot. Of that 10%, half of them asked for rates. And then we ended up getting 9 bookings. And if you look at that, that turns into money. And $425 average booking value, meaning let's say somebody booked for 3 nights at $125 and we got 9 of those. Now, that might not seem a lot, but when you look at it, that turns into $1,275 more than you would have gotten without the thing there. And at a rate of $100 a month, that's a 12-1 ROI. And we think we can do this for other hotels. And specifically, we're hoping to do it for a lot of hotels. On an annual subscription of $100 a month, we believe that we can get 850 hotels in about 5 years. Now, that timeline, you know, some people think we can get it quicker. We're not sure, but that's what we're hoping for. And we're just starting out now. So we're targeting 25,000 independent North American hotels. These are 3-star, 4-star economy class through upscale properties with an average daily rate of about $150 and above, where one booking would basically bring back what they invest in that bot. There are others. They are ahead of us by about 3 to 5 years, but you know, we're hoping that we can make a dent in the North American market. Ask Suite out of Brazil has about 1,400 hotels. They have South America market cornered. QuickTax out of France has the European market with about 2,000 hotels. And they have now moved over into East Asia, as well as they're heading into North America. But we want to keep it in North America, where we think we have an advantage. Our key differentiators are really that we're hoteliers, and we bring that practical experience of living the hotel life, knowing what that's about, to the table when we present to people. And what we need your help with is just one thing, and one thing alone. We need contacts in hotels, in the hospitality industry, who may be able to at least get a demo pitch and see what, you know, if it'll be a suitable fit for them, and give us feedback. That's it.
Super cool. Thank you for the presentation, Nima. This is really awesome. And I love that you've built a product from a pain that you've experienced, which I love talking to entrepreneurs like that, especially SaaS entrepreneurs who've done that out of their own experiences. I have a question, and then we can kind of open it up to everyone as well. But to get started with questions, pretty much every hotel I've ever stayed at, and we really like going to boutique hotels. So I don't love shopping at a Marriott or, you know, like the big names. Like I like to find the cool hotels that are, you know, boutique or one off. And usually they have like some kind of like booking, online booking thing on their website. Are you like a replacement to the current system that they have? So, you know, you're looking to upgrade that. And then what would specifically, if someone's happy with like their online booking software that they currently use, like what is something that you upsell them on, or like what is your line in, I guess? Like if I were to approach a contact that I know who owns a boutique hotel who already has an online booking system, like what is the thing that would pique his interest, you know, that about your system that would be like, oh yeah, actually we are sick of our old system because of XYZ. Like what is the sales pitch, I guess?
Yeah, I don't really see it as anything that's different. In fact, I'm going to show you two different sites for you to kind of get the feel of what I'm describing. So let me just share. So check out this site, right? So there's the bot, right? It's doing its thing and it'll pop up automatically or it can stay closed. But that doesn't take away their thing, which is the exact same thing when they put in rates here. So if I go and put in rates, right, this link here goes to the exact same link that that link over there does. So they don't have to change anything. They just click on that and it takes them to the exact same thing, right? So it's not like the value proposition is not at all that you're sort of going after taking something away from them. You're not threatening anything. If anything, you're just sort of getting them there quicker. Another site, here's another site. It's a perfectly wonderful site. They have their own stuff, but whatever we send to them, you know, if I say, for example, let's just do this specific date. I mean, it goes to their same thing, if you know what I mean. So it's like an added value. It's a, I guess you could call it like a booking booster kind of deal.
So your sales pitch is put this specialized bot for the hospitality industry on your website and you'll boost your direct sales.
That's it. Best. You said it right there. Somebody, you know, put a quote around that and slap it up somewhere. That's exactly it.
Got it. Yeah, that's interesting. So then like, and actually I'll stop and let other people ask questions because this is really cool though. Anyone have any questions for the team? Otherwise I can keep going, but sometimes let me just check Facebook. Anyways, all right. Well, I'll ask another question while people are thinking. Do you have statistics so far? Like, where are you guys in your product journey here? Like, it looks like you have a few websites with the chatbot on it, and obviously you have your own data from your own sites. Like, what kind of stats do you have that? And maybe it is exactly what you showed us before. But like, you know, have you been able to increase direct sales? Like, you know, and be able to tie like a metric around that.
So yeah, let me show you. In fact, I was just showing this to the staff yesterday. So here are stats in 9 days for a property that we put the bot on. And we're just starting out, right? But look at the stats. They're not that different than what we had in that one that I showed on the demo, right? So 1,000 people in 9 days, right? On the site. 7% as opposed to 10% bot engagement, but exact same rate in terms of how many people asked for rates, 50% basically, right? Like 46%. And then those people who clicked on book, 7, right? So you're getting somewhere between a rate of what, 16 to like 20, 25% engagement. And that again, we think it's bookings that you probably would not get because they wouldn't be engaged, or maybe they're interested and they don't have a way of being able to engage the way they want to engage. So this makes it sort of non-threatening, you know?
Yeah, I guess like my next question would be like, how do you know that they wouldn't have gotten that? Like, have you been able to compare like, you know, that last month they didn't have a chat and this month they did? And I know like things are seasonal in that industry as well. So like sometimes just the month would be higher, but like, have you been able to kind of look at that? Like obviously having seven engage with the chatbot is awesome, but how do you know of those seven, like would three of them, you know, would they have acquired three of them because of the chatbot? Like, and I know like it's really tough to like know that, but I'm curious if you have any, like if you've looked into that at all.
You know what it is? Okay. I haven't, but I know exactly what you're saying. And I think it's a solid argument. The only thing is, okay, my experience has been hoteliers are surprised when they find out in 9 days there were 1,000 people on my site, right? Okay, if a hotelier is surprised that in 9 days they had 1,000 visitors, right? Then how would they ever know that they got three bookings on the site? You know what I mean? So because yeah, they don't have that way of measurement. So you may be right, meaning it's possible that even without the bot, they would have gotten those three, right? It's possible. But then again, they wouldn't have known about it. And now,
yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
You know, then now they know.
Yeah, because you're also selling them metrics too, which is, I guess, a good way of looking at it. I mean, as a web guy, I think like, you know, there's other ways of getting those kind of metrics. Like, you know, you can use for free Google Analytics, yeah, right? Yeah. But there's like a technical, you know, thing. So you could, yeah, that's really interesting. Like you guys help them see how many people are on their site. Cause a lot of these, I'm assuming operators they're not web literate or website, backend website literate, which is cool.
There's something else too. If you check this out, so here are the chats, right? So, okay, fine. We have 1,000 people on this specific site in 9 days, right? Well, I guarantee you they weren't chatting with this place before. They definitely weren't. And now when they see all of that, then a person starts thinking, hello, there's something here I need to look into, right? So, yeah. So I know exactly what you mean, but the moment they realize, hey, somebody asked something and I would have never asked it before. And there's only a couple of things they would have to do. Either they'd have to get on the phone and make that call, or they're going to have to send an email, or frankly, they're just going to close it down and just go to the next place. Right. So
yeah,
way I figure it is the engagement is going to be a determining factor of whether they stay or leave, you know?
Yeah. That's super cool. I do have one contact that might be interested in this, so I will pass this along to them, and see what they think. Is your website just guestchat.com or what is the URL?
It's just guestchat.com. And I mean,
awesome.
We could always be, you know, ready to do a demo. We've always found that the really helpful thing is when they get to see this on their own site, like in a demo form, not like it's actually on their site, but they're seeing it for themselves. And let me just put my contact details in there. So yeah, if somebody has a look and goes, oh wow, this thing is on my site, and somebody's just asked it a question and it answered correctly, and now my reception, who's busy doing 20 other things, doesn't have to answer that same question, you know, 20 more times. That is going to make a difference.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I will pass this along. But I love that you guys like found this niche and developed a product, you know, very specific to it. It's really cool. So any questions from the rest of the crowd? Don't want to be like a question hog here, but Tyler, do you have a question?
Yeah. So if someone were to be interested, they go through your demo, do you guys have a like minimum contract length? Do you guys have a test period where they can test it out if they, you know, just see if it's a good fit? What does that look like?
Yeah, so right now what we're doing is we're giving it for free all the way to the end of 2021. And then based on that, once 2022 starts, because we hope the hotel industry will be back on its feet, then we go to that $99 rate, basically. And then we're hoping for a year contract. That's what we'd like to do on that. Regarding other things, let's say we get into 2022 and the hotel is getting pitched at that point, what we're thinking is that we would again put it on for free for 3 months, have them try it out, let the bot get its feet under it, because they're going to have to do some of their own preparation, if you know what I mean, like some kind of answering of questions that we will not always be privy to. We'll help them with it. But beyond that initial customization, you know, they're going to have to do a little bit of work there too.
Cool. And with that being at around $100 a month, I'm sure it varies slightly by region and hotel. But if you're, you know, you're bringing in, say, 10 extra customers to someone in a month period, obviously that brings in the 10 clients worth of revenue, but for profit margin wise, does that actually bring in enough profit to someone above their normal overhead stuff to make that $100 expense worth it?
Oh yeah, I think so. I mean, I speak from a hotel perspective. It's for me, it's a no-brainer. I was thinking about it this morning too. I mean, you see those rates on those hotels there, you know, once you get past the 150 mark on a room night, you're good.
Interesting. And then beyond hotels, are you guys, as you think about your ideal client, do you have like a minimum room number client you're looking with, so the Airbnb market, obviously, like private B&Bs and stuff like that, that may not list on Airbnb itself as a website or any other of those. Is that part of your target market?
Not really. Just what we're looking at are hotels that are 50 rooms and above with that sort of profile that I described, $150 a night and above. And then, you know, usually 3 to 4 star, sometimes 5 star, like you saw that property was 5 star. It works. Out of experience, in recent experience, we're sort of sticking to what we know, even though it is quite alluring to go in other directions that we are thinking, gosh, this would be really good. But we're going to stick to the basics and focus on, you know, what we know.
Cool. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, hey, this has been really great. I know that you're familiar with the 1 Million Cups format. So the final question is always, what can the community do for you? I know you kind of already answered that, but maybe if you just want to recap kind of your ask.
Yes, definitely. So just to say, our big ask is we need hotels to try our product, and we need your help to see if you can find some contacts for us who would be willing to see a demo of this on their own property and give us a shot.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I will definitely reach out to the person I know and see what they think. Definitely copied your contact information over as well. So, but thank you guys for presenting to us today. This is awesome to have a friend from not around here. I love that part of 1 Million Cups, especially the virtual benefits, I guess, or the getting to know other people from other areas. But thank you everyone for joining 1 Million Cups Appleton this week. Again, we're weekly meeting, so we'll be around next week. I believe we have a presenter lined up for next week. Awesome. Thanks everyone for joining. Have a great rest of your week and take care.
Thanks for listening to this week's speaker. And thank you for your continued support of 1 Million Cups and our community of entrepreneurs.